All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And this is a show where every week we deal with issues relating to mental health. And as those of you who have listened before know that the approach I take is a very holistic one, which means body, mind, and spirit. And the show is here to help us awaken our minds and to new thoughts and new ideas about how to find balance between what's going on in our mind, body, and how the spirit can help us find that peace and balance in the whole thing. Tonight, actually, our topic is about balance. It's about masculine and feminine in everyone, and the difference between when that's in conflict or when it's in balance. And I'll be introducing my guest a little bit later, and that is Sandra Ray, who's been a friend and mentor of mine for a long time, and we'll get into that after the first break. Now, as I said, I'm in Los Angeles, and it's, I think, fitting that about an hour ago, the Los Angeles Lakers won their third championship in 3 years, and LA is celebrating. And the reason I bring that up, first of all, because I got to watch the game before tonight's show, is that one thing we usually think of when we think of sports is, especially basketball and a lot of men's sports, quote unquote, is that testosterone and the bravado. And recently we've had the prize fight last weekend. We had tennis tournaments, all this stuff. And tonight we had everybody standing firm in their manhood in terms of winning and championships. And over the years, we've seen a lot of women's sports come to the fore. And LA has been blessed with a women's basketball team, the Sparks, that won the championship last year. And the interesting thing is, while there's very different, in many ways, energy between men's basketball and women's basketball, there's still that same type of bravado and challenging and what we might consider masculine traits. And this is part of what we're talking about tonight is all of us, whether we're men or women, have female energy and male energy. And there is, if you want to call it yin or yang, there's a balance that we try to attain, and some people go to one extreme or the other, and some people are very uncomfortable with being in a man's body and feeling that sensitivity and that gentleness, and or being in a woman's body and feeling a sense of power and strength, I think partly and mostly because societally we're not programmed for that. And there's been a lot of change, I think, all over the planet. I think there's been a lot of change going on for a long time now. If you want to look back historically, maybe to the 60s and the women's liberation, gay liberation, a lot of the change that went on with people being able to, you know, for the hippies in terms of men being able to be gentle, women being able to be strong, people not judging that, and yet we still very much live in a patriarch society, which even with all the liberation and all this other stuff, still children are growing up, I think, often somewhat confused about what's okay, what's not okay, what's expected of them, what's not expected of them. I think women, girls and women, have a lot more opportunities open to them and a lot more choices open to them today. But I think there's still a lot of resistance, and I think a lot of that resistance comes from the men, the patriarchs, the men who are very threatened about, I think, giving up their place and power, their sense of identity. I think back to my own childhood. Here I am, born with a penis in a boy or man's body, and yet I was and am what I consider a very gentle soul, and a lot of men have that conscious energy and may be very supported in their families about having that gentle soul, to have those qualities of creativity and intuition and caring and gentleness that tend to be related to female qualities or feminine qualities, and finding a sense of balance. But many of us are teased for it. I know I was growing up, and people just don't know what to do with it. Or a girl that, quote-unquote, may be a tomboy, and yet it's just a natural expression of who she is, a different type of strength and a different type of adventure in her, and yet it's not supported. She's put down for that. I also think back to a client I had. I worked with this teenager many years ago when I was living in Florida, and this definitely I haven't heard from him in a long, long time, but clearly a teenager who liked girls, liked women, and yet was one of these soft, gentle souls, and grew up pretty much without a father, and when the father was around, he was rather abusive, and yet this guy really needed some man to tell him it was okay for him to allow this gentleness, to allow women to see it, because women, I know with him in particular, were very attracted to that. I remember in one session, we were talking about this very thing, and he turned to me and he said, "It's very confusing to me," and he was probably about 17 at the time, but it was before he graduated high school. And he turned to me and he said, "It's very confusing to me because you keep telling me how wonderful my sensitivity is and what an asset it can be in my life, but the only role models I have for men who are sensitive are either ministers or they're gay." And then he stopped and he looked at me because he perceived me as one of these gentle souls also, and he knew I wasn't a minister. And that was at 17 when he looked at me and he said to me directly, "Does that mean you're gay, Stuart?" And of course I answered him honestly. And it created some more confusion. It was 2 weeks before he called me to set up another appointment. But again, it's associating sensitivity with either gay or certain occupations. And luckily, we had the kind of relationship where he was able to get past the fact that this person that he's put a lot of trust and love into and knew that he was receiving the same, that the sexuality was no longer the issue, and that he could be heterosexual and embrace this soft side of him, these female qualities in him, and yet very much a man. So what I'm actually about to read to you is maybe stretching this a little bit, but I've been very, very much enthralled with Anne Rice and the Vampire Chronicles since last October. I've read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've read about 7 of them, and I didn't start from the very beginning. I read the last 3 and then went to the first 3. And right now, I'm reading, which one am I reading? I forgot the name of it, but the one I'm going to be quoting from is Queen of the Damned, when the movie recently came out, which was terrible. But the book was very powerful, and if you haven't read them, very quickly, the first vampire, Akasha, an Egyptian queen, came out of eons of slumber and took Lestat as a consort. And she had this theory that all the ills in the world had to do with the fact that men are aggressive and hurtful and cause all the wars, and they rape women and they keep them down. And I'm just going to read to you some of the passages from a particular chapter in this that I think bring home what we're talking about. And you can buy into it or not. And most of the dialogue is between Akasha, the queen, and Lestat. And if you saw her interview with the vampire, you know who Lestat is. You're wrong, I said angrily, and this is Lestat speaking. Not about us, perhaps. We don't matter. You're wrong about all that you've begun. You're wrong. What she'd begun was having all the women, controlling the women to kill off all the men in the world. She goes on, no, I'm not wrong, she said, and there is no one who can stop me, male or female, and we shall see for the first time since man lifted the club to strike down his brother, the world that women would make and what women have to teach men. And only when men can be taught will they be allowed to run free again or run among women. And then she goes on later to say, and what I shall make is Eden, the Eden all long for, and it shall be better than nature. It shall take things a step further, and the utter abusive and amoral violence of nature shall be redeemed. Don't you understand that men will never do more than dream of peace, but women can realize that dream. My vision is amplified in the heart of every woman, but it cannot survive the heat of male violence. And that heat is so terrible that the earth itself may not survive. And Lestat says, suppose the duality of masculine and feminine is indispensable to the human nature. And they're talking about duality. What I'm hoping to get to tonight is about balance. Balance between the masculine and feminine. If we look around the world today, we see what's going on in the Middle East. We see what's going on in Afghanistan and with terrorism here. And this is aggression. This is all fear-based. This is about judgment. This is about separation. This is not about balance between the mind and the heart or the male and the female. This is about destruction and fear. And most of it has to do with men. In that sense, Akasha may have a point here. Her solution I don't agree with, which is to kill off all the men, saving just enough to procreate until the women take control, and the female energy, what she believes, is going to help heal the planet. And she goes on to say later in this chapter, when the years have passed, she said, when my garden has bloomed through many summers and gone to sleep through many winters, when the old ways of rape and war are nothing but memory, and women watch the old films in mystification that such things could ever have been done, when the ways of women are inculcated into every member of the population, naturally, as aggression is now inculcated, then perhaps the males can return. Slowly their numbers can be increased. Children will be reared in an atmosphere where rape is unthinkable, where war is unimaginable. And then there can be men, when the world is ready for them. Think about that. Think about what goes on inside of you. If you're male or female listening, think about the energy that we're talking about. Think about the parts of you that you repress if you're a man because you're afraid of what people may think. That what I call Earth Angel that I've done other shows on, that part that really has a sense of intuition and knowingness about right and wrong and a sense of who people are when you meet them, and a sense of purpose that is higher about healing the planet. Think about what you do to hold that back, and this is what we're going to be talking about tonight with my friend and guest Sandra Ray when we come back after this message. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
UN.
Over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefits.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard,
you can.
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
In these times, it's a good idea to have an additional source of income, especially one that makes you healthier. That's the opportunity from Entrenet Nutritionals. We're a major distributor of the finest aloe vera juice made. Certified biologically active aloe. Aloe is the most healing plant. Its juice nourishes, rejuvenates, and increases all nutrient absorption. Entrenet also distributes other unique, highest quality nutritional products. We're growing because of our incredible combination of quality and price. You won't beat it anywhere. And you can make money just by becoming an Entrenet Nutritionals customer and getting your products wholesale. This is an exceptional opportunity with no fees, no upfront investment, zero risk. Check it out. Call us at 1-888-754-STAR, 1-888-754-STAR, or go to EntrenetTeam.com, EntrenetTeam.com. Entrenet Nutritionals, better health, more money.
School psychologists are hard to find. That's why Hunt Psychological Services, LLC, is here to meet the special education and psychological needs of both children and adults. Treva Hunt, the owner and executive director, is a certified school psychologist, a member of the National College Review Board, an international speaker, and adjunct professor for Northern Arizona University. Hunt School Psychological Services provides multicultural assessments, psychological evaluations, educational consultation, and employee training on such topics as cultural awareness, academic motivation, ADHD, and behavioral management. Reliable, confidential, up-to-date, and professional. For more information, please call 623-487-7947. That's Hunt Psychological Services, LLC, 623-487-7947.
Talk to our expert hosts. Call toll-free 877-900-5369. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight's topic is masculine and feminine in everyone. Is it in conflict or in balance within us? My guest tonight is somebody that I've known since, Sandra, I think I've known you since around 1986 when I first moved to L.A.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have a good memory.
Yeah, and Sandra is an author. She's written many books, her first one being Loving Relationships, which is actually a book I buy up used copies of and hand to clients because I think it has such important basics in the beginning of people's journeys. It's just a wonderful book. And she, from that came the Loving Relationships Training, which is a weekend workshop which she established many years ago. And more recently, she has a new seminar that I actually attended the first one a few months ago called The Next Level, which we'll get into a little bit later. Sandra's also somebody who is somebody who's been doing rebirthing back when Leonard Orr first started sharing it with people, and has been one of my trainers and, like I said earlier, one of my mentors. And so, Sandra, welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
You heard the introduction and where we're going with this tonight.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of what you deal with in terms of your own journey as well as what you teach is balance. And I'd really like to start on a personal note with you in terms of your own journey and your own struggle between the conflict between your sense of male and female or power or passivity and how what you've gone through and where your sense of balance is with that at this point.
Yes, I've had to change so much myself. You know, in my case, my parents wanted a boy, so then I was overly on the masculine side anyway for a while. But also I grew up, you know, trying to please men. I think a lot of women tend to grow up pleasing rather than being. They don't trust their own truth, and they make men into gods almost, and they do anything to avoid a man's irritation. I know I was like that. I would do anything to avoid a man's irritation and kind of give my power away to men. And I was always afraid of arousing their anger or something. That was some kind of a terror I had, and I think a lot of women I work with have that. And, of course, we all women have immersed ourselves in the values of a male-dominated society, and we often reorder our priorities to please men. So I think this is a problem. Women need to learn how to thrive on their own power. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've had to go through. And when I started, you know, going into my own power, I still went into the masculine side more. I thought that was power instead of, you know, remembering that the woman, female side is the nurturing aspect, the kindness, tenderness, cooperative side of ourselves, which is why women are important for their beneficial, life-changing, life-enhancing aspects. I kind of went into the society, and I was working out in the world, and I felt like I would get trampled on if I was too much in my feminine side. So I ended up trying to compete almost with men, and that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had
it
to change all around.
It doesn't work for a lot of men competing with other men.
I had to change all around, you know, and I'm learning to thrive in my own power and be a female now and not be afraid to be in my feminine side and get trampled on by men. So I don't want to make this a male-bashing thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think our society has just been totally out of balance, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gave the extreme of it in
right.
the quote, and that was very thought-provoking. And it's all of us are stuck in this imbalance. Men and women are taught to equate masculinity with violence, I think. You know, I think we've all learned that masculinity is equated with dominance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not true balance at all, you know,
right.
And this is the problem we've ended up with. We worship violence and dominance as masculine qualities, and that's way off.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we need, of course, is in ourselves, each one of us, to develop the masculine and feminine within in a balanced way. And then we're going to get the true joy, the
right.
true freedom, the the true peace, really, when we go into this balance. And it took me a lot of years to learn how to do it. I had to have a lot of spiritual help
mm-hmm.
to do it.
When you talk about, I want to kind of separate this out a little bit about the masculine and then about the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about masculine qualities, I know, and I deliberately went to the extreme, because I think that kind of brings it home for most of us, all the violence in the
right.
world and what we see in movies. And, you know, it's like even with movies where there's a woman star of an action film and stuff, she's still taking on a lot of masculine
That's
qualities
right.
of picking up the machine gun and, you know, doing all that sort of stuff. But in terms of masculinity, male power, that really is about healing power, that really is about the assets that come from that masculine side. How would you identify those?
Well, you know, that a fully awakened male is someone that wants to provide a safe environment, physically, emotionally, and mentally. And that means someone that's fully awakened, I think, to provide this safe environment. And we would say that true power in that sense would be love, safety, and certainty. It would not be the old idea of ego power, domination, and control. That's the ego. So if a male is willing to be in power without dominating and controlling in anger, that is a real master. I mean, that is a man who is really a fully awakened man, in my opinion, because he still has the power because he's in total a space of love. He's in a total space of safety.
Mm-hmm.
He's certain who he is and that he's one with God. That kind of male is a fully awakened male, in my opinion. He's not losing power. He really is in true power.
Mm-hmm. And like the
defining power as that instead of the old idea of power being domination, control, and you know, so on.
Great. And we're going to talk more about this when we come back from this break with my guest Sandra Ray. So please stay tuned. And remember, it's a live call-in show, so feel free to give us a call.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. There are some good pieces of software out there, but not all software is for your company. That's where SDO comes in. SDO is open source design and development of websites, software, applications, and more. These websites are not some cookie cutter template, but an integrated piece that will match up exactly with what your company needs. SDO has an open source philosophy, and this gives you complete control over your software and keeps it working for your company. Working alongside SDO is TC Innovations, a company that is committed to teaching teachers. Both SDO and TC Innovations have made it possible for you to get the very best service at a price that makes sense to you. Technology that is developed for the benefit of our community. TC Innovations is committed to helping put better teachers in the community. SDO is committed to making businesses run better. Together they stand for an undeniable commitment to quality. For more information, log on to www.talktech.org. We interrupt this program to bring you the following health question. Are you suffering from headaches and migraines, constipation, low energy, PMS, bloating, cramps, sadness, mood swings, insomnia, hair loss, poor memory, skin problems, water retention? If so, call now toll-free for more information on IMUS Enterprises Natural 90-Day Cleanse. 1-888-351-8872. IMUS Enterprises' mission is very simple, to improve world health one family at a time, with a product line backed by over a millennium of herbology experience. For a complete list of these all-natural products, call toll-free 1-888-351-8872. That's 1-888-351-8872, or go to jdimus.awarenesslife.com to health cleanse your body.
Are you missing one or multiple teeth? Have you lost chewing and social confidence due to a loose denture or partial plate? Are you tired of messy denture adhesives? You may be a candidate for dental implants. Let Dr. Bruce Hauser show you how dental implants can replace missing teeth and secure your loose dentures. Call 480-419-4119 for a consultation today. That's 480-419-4119. Or visit Dr. Hauser's website at www.pinnacleperio.com. See how dental implants can improve your quality of life today.
Would you like effective weight loss that will fit your lifestyle? Would you like to have more energy, decrease body fat, look better, improve body tone, and feel great? Dr. Alan Miles is board certified in bariatric weight loss and anti-aging medicine. Learn 10 secrets to losing weight and keeping it off. With personalized nutritional guidance and an exercise program, call Dr. Alan Miles at 623-974-2226. That's 623-974-2226. Or visit www.milesmd.com.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast.
All right, Phoenix, great Wednesday evening. Ryan here with your KFNX weather forecast. Highs around 105 degrees tomorrow, up to 110 for the valley this weekend. Continuing to be dry and breezy with mainly clear skies with high clouds over the mountains with overnight lows at 75 here in the Midtown. Currently around the state, 60 in Flagstaff, 62 in Prescott, 81 in Tucson, and at 10:30, 89 degrees right here at KFNX.
This is the 50,000-watt powerhouse station, serving all of Arizona and beyond. Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. My guest tonight is Sandra Ray, and actually I know that I've mentioned this on many other shows. The title, Tell the Truth Faster, is actually comes from Sandra and the Loving Relationships training. So I've mentioned it many a time.
I'm sure you have.
on the air and stuff, but now I can thank you for it personally.
You're welcome.
So, and when we're talking about telling the truth faster, and on many shows I've actually explained the importance of the phrase and why I've been using it so much since 1986, even in the context of the masculine and feminine, there are a lot of men that are so afraid to move out of the roles that they think they're supposed to be in, mm-hmm. when if they really spoke their truth, they're very uncomfortable in their bodies trying to play out that role.
Yes,
but they're afraid to speak
dilemma.
The truth.
You know, Stuart, I've rebirthed a lot of men who, you know, were afraid if they gave up their anger, they would lose their power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the spiritual masters say it's actually the opposite, that power drains, that anger drains your energy, and you actually end up with less power. It's a false power. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
So real power comes when you channel pure aliveness and you give up anger. But men have been programmed to think anger is power, and that's a real problem that we have also in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to teach them that in the rebirthing sessions that it's safe to give up their anger, and that's when they'll get their real spiritual power, you know. And, of course, there's a difference, again, between spiritual power and ego power, you know.
Right.
And,
what
well,
talk about the difference.
The difference in the ego power is the thinking that you're that masculinity is associated with violence and domination and anger and control and manipulation, and that's some kind of a ego power, and we've seen that in wars, you know, and we're seeing it now. But true power, as I said, is spiritual power, which means love and safety and certainty. And that's a real, you know, I've seen real spiritual masters that can walk in the room and say nothing, and they're so powerful the whole room starts crying. I've had it happen once where 500 people started crying. Now that's real power.
Mm-hmm.
A man just stood on the stage. He was a kahuna.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean by real power, and he could affect the whole room, that they would just be instantly weeping and surrendering. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
And that's spiritual power.
Yeah. And identifying,
and
accepting one's masculinity is also accepting one's humanity,
uh-huh.
which means the full range of emotions, which means being able to cry, being able to feel joy and love and
right.
and express it freely. To me, that's power. To me, that's masculinity. It takes a lot of courage in our society to be a man who, whether you are soft and outwardly feminine or have a more masculine energy, to still be able to express yourself as a human being in that
right.
power of full emotion.
Right, and I've had some men that hadn't cried for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in a rebirthing session, they were so relieved. You
yeah.
know? And once they start doing the breathing, you know, and they come around, they find out in this community it's acceptable. But it's hard to get them to the point that they would be willing to maybe come to the breathing session. But once they've done it, they feel safe to go through the tears and the emotions and everything. And men who have been rebirthed like yourself are easily
mm-hmm.
balanced better. And
yeah.
I wish all men could know that that's safe, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the feminine side now.
Okay.
In terms of the way you described what the masculine assets are, how would you define the femininity and the feminine aspect in terms
well,
of their strengths?
I'd say the true feminine is a receptacle of love and, you know, a woman tuned into natural law and natural wisdom. And, of course, that's the nurturing aspect, kindness, tenderness, cooperation, and encouragement, and that softens our heart. And women in their truth nature have a regenerative, life-enhancing beneficial factor, you know. And so if men allow that part to come out, they would also value life more, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying, and wouldn't kill. But so that's why we all need to get in balance. And women, if they didn't have their masculine developed, they would be just totally wimpy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if a woman gets just totally in the female without any masculine, she'd be too wimpy. And if a man was totally into his masculine without the feminine, he'd be too brutal.
Right.
You see, so we do need to have this balance now. And this is really important for what's going on in the world in the next 10 years. This war might go on for 10 more years, I'm told. And so we have to work this out in the next 10 years, or we don't know what's going to happen by 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have to do some prayers about it to get in balance, because if you experience a communion with the male and female divinity in yourself, the divine feminine and a divine masculine. You finally will have peace, and you won't be out of balance because you'll have peace, and you'll have all this wonderful joy and love fully expressed and feel freedom, and it's really your ticket to heaven consciousness that we're talking about.
Right.
If a person can get in balance, and a person that's in balance would not create war and would not, you know, they would come to higher solutions, you know. But the problem is we have this model of the universe in which a male god rules the cosmos, and that serves to legitimize male control even more. You know, we have this kind of god. We have God set up as only male, you know, and therefore we're forgetting about the divine mother aspect.
Right.
So,
and I know that you have really been leading the way in terms of waking people up to that divine mother energy and consciousness. And how do you see that coming into the world today and its importance?
Well, you know, what we need to do is define, you know, the divine mother, what we're talking about. We're not just talking about the Virgin Mary or something like that. We're talking about the place where Einstein went to in his mind, which is the intelligence behind matter, actually, which is a feminine aspect. The spark of creation itself is a feminine aspect. So when we worship the divine mother, we are going to our true essence, and because the prime creator behind all things is a female vibration, and that was the spark of creation. So the Divine Mother is like the feminine aspect of God or the spark of creation. And again, when you explore that, you value life. And it's really the source of all knowledge, the release from delusion, and it's kind of like beyond everything. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about that, it's the essence of the life force. So if we all, men and female, worship the Divine Mother aspect, we are worshiping the life force, and, you know, it would produce extraordinary changes in a person, because when you start accepting that, you can go into miracle consciousness, and you can create miracles and for the things that are in society instead of what we have right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you're saying, though, is totally challenging to most religions, which are male-dominated in hierarchy, whether it's the Catholic Church or, you know, Orthodox Judaism or whatever, and societies where there are very few women in power politically. And what you're doing, what you're saying when you're saying that is really going to get the egos up of so many of the men in all of these different organizations.
Well, and the main thing is to realize I'm not talking about taking everything back to the matriarchy. That's not even allowed. So I want to make that clear. When men hear this, they get very threatened because they think, oh, yeah, she's trying to take everything back to the matriarchy. That's not even allowed, and that's not what we're talking about. We're trying to balance out the patriarchal energy so that we can have peace. So if everybody realizes the price that they're paying for not doing this, they might be willing to replace some of the systems. I mean, we can't just reject a system. We have to replace it with something.
Right.
You know? And so if we replace it with the highest thoughts of worshiping life, I don't, you know, then we could get some different kind of results.
Right.
You know, again, I'm not male bashing. I'm just saying that men and women are both addicted to the system the way it is, and they don't like need. And everybody knows it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is look at the results.
Right.
People are
going
to have to get so many knocks on the head. Yes, their egos will be blown out, but they're going to have to get so many knocks on the head that they'll finally be willing, I would think, to let go of their ego, or they'll have to die. It'll come down to that. That's what we're facing.
Right. I want to repeat something you just said because I think it's very important, that when people are hearing what we're talking about and are feeling threatened by it, whether they're men or women, all we have to do is look at the results to see that what isn't working.
That's right, and we have to face it. We have to get out of denial about that, really. And, you know, how many more blow-ups do we need to wake up?
Right.
You know, I'm saying, you know, that this thing had to happen for consciousness to shift, and are we going to get the lesson and shift, or are we going to have another big blow-up in the world like we had September 11th?
Right.
How many of those do we have to have before we say, okay, I get it, it's not working?
Well, it's the same thing in the Middle East. How many more Palestinian people, children, have to be blown up? How many more Israeli children and adults have to be blown up before they realize this is a vicious cycle and that this approach isn't working? It's not
right.
going to get the Palestinians what they want. It's not going to get the Israelis what they want.
I know. And everybody, you know, wants to be right rather than change. And, you know, they don't get that change can be wonderful. Change can be fun. I think people are afraid of change, but they're going to have to change now in the next 10 years. That's our only hope, is we have to change.
Right.
And the Divine Mother, if the Divine Mother is the intelligence behind matter, if we pray to her, we might get the solutions. That's what Einstein did, you know.
Yeah.
So it seems to me the logical thing to do is start praying to the intelligence behind matter so that we can get solutions for this mess, you know. Otherwise, we're in deep trouble.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break and come back and talk about solutions.
Okay.
Okay, so stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Does going to the dentist make you nervous or afraid? Well, you are not alone. There is a comfortable solution for you, sedation dentistry. With a simple pill, you can feel like you've slept through your visit. You can overcome the fears that stop you from seeking the dental cares you need. Call the office of Dr. Robert Sundberg at 480-947-7300 or visit them online at www.sundbergdental.com. Dr. Sundberg has successfully treated patients who have had bad experiences, advanced dental problems, fear of needles, problems getting numb, or no treatment for 5 to 30 years. Call 480-947-7300. That number again, 480-947-7300. Or visit them online at www.sundbergdental.com for your free consultation with Dr. Sundberg.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 psychotherapy clients surveyed by Consumer Reports said that psychotherapy had helped them? Dr. Mike Davison, host of Possibilities Radio, is a licensed clinical psychologist who works with people's challenges in a pragmatic, solution-focused, and typically short-term manner. Dr. Davison's practice also provides psychological assessment, which gives a rich description of an individual's perceptions regarding themselves and others. Forensic consultation, which can provide a comprehensive profile of a person's psychological status for attorneys or judges, as well as business and organizational consulting, executive coaching, staff retreats, and workshop training. For more information about how Dr. Mike Davison can help you, visit his website at www.drdavison.com or call toll-free 1-800-470-3257. That's www.drdavison.com or 1-800-470-3257.
Is life making you so anxious and stressed out that any minute now you feel as though you will explode? Let Stuart Altshuler help you. As a practicing California licensed marriage and family therapist who uses a holistic approach, he's here for you every Wednesday as he hosts To Tell the Truth Faster. During the program, Stuart Altshuler will explore ways to help you towards improving your life by identifying the truth about who you are and accessing your courage to change and grow. Tell the Truth Faster, Wednesdays 10 to 11 p.m. only on Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX. Tune into Imus in the Morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and in the afternoons, the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Our topic tonight's actually been, to me, a rather interesting one. It's about our masculine and feminine energy, or aspects of all of us, and the difference between when it's in conflict within us and around us and when it's in balance. And my guest tonight's been Sandra Ray. And Sandra, before the break, we were talking about solutions. How do we move into a place of solution? How do we work on helping people wake up to this and how they can implement change within themselves and around them?
Yeah, first is making the decision that one is willing to go into balance and one is willing to give up the old habits, you know, and pray for guidance. And then if we all tune into the source of all knowledge, which we call the Divine Mother or whatever you want to call it, you know, infinite intelligence or something, and then if we are willing to surrender to that, where we actually become like plastic and be molded by that intelligence, which is available to all of us, male or female, and ask for guidance on how to solve these problems, we'll get it. We will get it, but we have to stop doing what we're doing. And we can't solve the problem at the same level it was created. They always say that, you know. So we have to go to a higher power, a higher source to get the answers. We have to go to a higher dimension, a higher level, and higher vibratory rate to get the answers to our problems. So that's what I'm trying to teach now, is how do we go to a higher rate of vibration, you know, so that we can tune in to the answers.
Which is basically what your new seminar is about, called The Next Level.
Right.
So why don't you talk a little bit about how that relates, and maybe in a minute, you know, how the seminar might help people do this awakening.
Right. So the next level is how to raise your vibration so you can solve your problems easily without struggle. But you have to go beyond the problem to get the answer. And so to go beyond the problem, you have to raise your vibration. So I teach spiritual practices and techniques that I've used for years and personally, and I'm sharing them, even though that's a very intimate thing for me to do. I need to share them because they work. And they've saved me over the years, and so I'm teaching my own spiritual practices and processes and techniques, and I'm, you know, I'm going to help people to surrender to this divine knowledge that's available for us to solve all of our problems, personal and both body-wise, personal relationships, and at work, and ultimately worldwide. I mean, it's the same knowledge for mm-hmm. to solve all these problems.
And what I say often, and what a lot of teachers say often, is that changing the world starts with changing the world within us.
Exactly.
And that people should not really underestimate the power and the magnitude of the miracles that we have in our own lives that shift that consciousness and help us find peace, that when there's peace within us, there's more peace on the planet.
Right. And right now, what we're seeing is a reflection of our unconscious shadows. It's like shadow dynamics. We're looking at our unconscious being acted out, and it's terrible. It's all of our shadow side we haven't cleared. All that garbage we haven't cleared is being acted out in the world by all, you know, so we have to clear. We have responsibility to clear our subconscious mind
mm-hmm.
of all this garbage.
Right. Now, I know that in all of your trainings and in your books and stuff, you talk about many tools and techniques, and I know rebirthing is a big one, which I've talked about on the show. In fact, Peter Kane was my guest earlier on. We talked about rebirthing on a whole show. But I also know that meditation and yoga and reading books that have this kind of consciousness, what other tools do you recommend or suggest to people?
Oh, there's all kinds of different techniques. There's the Hawaiian kahuna techniques. There are prayers that you can do, and there's processes to uncover what's suppressed in your own mind. And, you know, most people are suppressing everything, and that's what's killing them. It's killing their bodies and their relationships. And so we have lots of processes that help show your subconscious mind, which are writing techniques. They're real mm-hmm. simple. And I still say, of course, the breathing is the best, because then you can, you know, permanently release it from yourself. That's why we like the breathing. But there are all kinds of simple techniques one can use at home by oneself that are writing techniques and or one-to-one processes, or there's all kinds of different techniques out available that one could learn that are simple. And actually, everybody should know them
mm-hmm.
to clear your body in many different ways, you know.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's new to this, like I said earlier on in the show, I always recommend two books, actually. Your first book, Loving Relationships, which is out of print right now, so I usually go onto some of the websites where you can get used copies of them.
My first book was actually I Deserve Love, but the second book was Loving Relationships. That's okay, though.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, they're all going to be reprinted now, and they're in the process of being preprinted, and my new book that's coming out right now in August is Healing and Holiness.
Oh,
Healing
okay.
and Holiness is the latest one, and
great.
I'm going to write one on the Divine Mother, which is almost done.
Wonderful. The other one I often recommend to people is Louise Hay's first book, is You Can Heal Your Life.
Absolutely. Everybody needs to carry that around.
Yeah. So those are two that I keep stocked here usually, and will, you know, give them as gifts to clients and friends. Is there anything else before we go to our last break here that you wanted to make sure that we covered, or to close up some of your own thoughts?
I'm just suggesting that everybody try it, what I'm recommending, and say, I'm open to you, Divine Mother, and I want to be in perfect union with you, and I want to be whatever you want me to be, and I want to surrender to the highest thought or to the highest thing for the world and myself and my family. And what could be the harm in saying that little prayer, you know?
Very good. So we're going to take our final break here and come back for some closing thoughts. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
The official government estimate is that by the year 2008, the tax rate will be 84%. But did you know that if you work in the private sector, you must agree to pay the income tax and voluntarily assess yourself? This is precisely what you did when you signed a W-4 form. You made a contractual request to have a portion of your earnings sent to the IRS. However, you can legally revoke this unconscionable contract. We can provide you with the necessary paperwork to nullify your contract with the government. You can then stop paying income taxes immediately. Should you ever receive a notice from the IRS, we will teach you how to make them leave you alone. And it really works. In over 6 years, none of our clients have ever had any negative repercussions. Get the IRS out of your life forever. Call us toll-free at 1-888-385-3733. That's 1-888-385-3733. And ask for an application today.
Your business has to deal with two important issues. You have to keep ahead of your customers' needs, and you also have to be attentive to the needs of your employees. To better understand the dynamics of the workplace, tune into The Carter Harden Show on Tuesdays at noon. Carter Harden will tap into the provocative current issues in the workplace that impact both employees and employers. What do you need to know as an employee? What do you need to know as a boss? Find out when you tune into The Carter Harden Show on Tuesdays at noon on Hot Talk 1100
KFNX.
Imagine the awesome power of a raging waterfall, the intensity of a 22-foot rolled wave. Brace yourself. We've packed that power into Listerine Pocket Pack strips. Each tiny strip dissolves instantly, killing germs to give you a clean mouth feeling anytime, anywhere. You do have some with you now, don't you? Cool Mint Listerine Pocket Packs kill the germs. Feel the clean.
This is Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to the closing minutes of tonight's show on Masculine and Feminine and Everyone. And I want to start this segment by thanking Sandra. I want to thank you for being on the show tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
It was our pleasure, too. And I want to remind people that that this show, along with all the past 45 shows that I've done, can be found. If you need to listen to it again or want to have a friend listen to it if they've missed it, is on my website, tellthetruthfaster.com. This show will be in the archives of the website in about a week to a week and a half. But if you want to go back and listen to any of the topics, if you're new to the show and you want to see, you know, hear what else we've talked about, just go there. And if you also want to get in touch with me, you can email me from that site. If you want to get in touch with Sandra, if you have questions, if you want some information on this weekend's workshop called The Next Level, you can get in touch with Sandra through me on that website, so feel free to send us an email. Now, I want to leave everybody with some thoughts. If you've really been listening to what we've talked about tonight, hopefully something's churning inside of you right now. Maybe we've challenged something that has really pushed some things that scare you a lot. Maybe some excitement is going on in there because all of a sudden you are aware that something other than the way you've existed is possible, that you can be different in the world. And sometimes we confuse that excitement and the fear and we don't know one from the other. But it's important, whether you're a man or a woman, to stop and think for a moment of what scares you the most about change. What scares you the most? If you're a man, what scares you the most about really allowing yourself to connect with what Sandra called that infinite intelligence, that aspect of who you are that comes from a gentler, more intuitive place, a place of creation. What scares you? Whose voices do you hear telling you that it's wrong? Whose voices have you heard maybe that have encouraged it, that you can be grateful for? And if you're a woman, what scares you? What scares you about really moving into your own power and not taking on the traditional roles of passivity and victimhood and a sense of hopelessness that a lot of women may have because of the way they were raised or the way our society is? What scares you? Go for the fear. Tell the truth faster. It's about looking also about what scares you the most, because if you can really identify the deepest fears that you have about these things, half the battle is won. You can surrender to them a lot easier. You can use some of the tools that Sandra and I have been talking about to heal those fears, to actually feel the joy and pleasure of moving into your own power as a human being that has a sense of balance of masculine and feminine, that you can acknowledge the fact that in every one of us there is a man inside and a woman. The same way I talk very often about that inner child, that child inside of us that may be joyful and innocent if you can really find it, or maybe it's that hurt child, that scared child. Either way, it's about being honest and going in there and looking for that child. It's also about being honest and going in there and looking for the man that exists in you and the woman that exists in you, whether you're in a man's body or a woman's body. Both of those beings exist, and both of them have strengths, and both of them are there to make you all you possibly can be. Find a way to get them to dialogue. Find a way for them to actually decide to cooperate with each other, to listen to each other, to guide one another, which is the same thing as saying, if you listen to those inner voices, then the guidance is there for you. Because what is that higher power? What is that divine energy that we're talking about? But your own inner voices. It's coming from that source within you. It's coming from your heart. It's coming from your mind. It's coming from that connection with that same energy that exists in the universe that drives every being on this planet. So I challenge you to become one of those beings that we've been talking about, one that's more conscious, one that is vibrating on a higher level, one that's inviting in the Divine Mother, the higher power, whatever you want to call it, one that's inviting it in, one that is feeling safe walking the world in that light. Because when you get comfortable and find peace in it, you then become a teacher of it. Not through your words, but through your actions. You may not even realize it, but you may be emanating it a lot stronger than you think you already are. And people are already learning from it, just through being in your presence. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, even if you've never put it in these words before. You know that that energy is picked up on by other people. Embrace it, enjoy it, and understand that when you really are conscious of it, you start attracting people like you. And there is strength and power in numbers.
Tell the truth fast.
Okay? So, thanks for listening in tonight, and thank you again, Sandra.
Thank you.
And listen in again next week. And this is the website, tellthetruthfaster.com. Good night.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.